let's make an introduction of those who come here for the first time. Okay, let's start it from the section in front of me. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome here. Amen.
My name is Sophie. I was baptized last Wednesday.
Welcome, Sister Sophie.
Amen.
And any other new ones on the section on my right side? No more? Okay. Any new ones?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My name is
Tina,
and
this
is my first time here, and I live in Edison.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Selena, and this is my first time here, and I came because of my friend Nancy.
Amen. Any other new ones? Any other new ones? Okay. Now, so brothers and sisters, we know in the past few weeks, many of brothers and sisters were got baptized. I do not believe you have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to introduce you at the corporate meeting. So, ever since the beginning of 2016, for those who got baptized in the past 2 months, would you please stand up? Baptized in the past 2 months.
Amen.
Would you please stand up? Brothers and sisters, let's give them applause. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Have a seat.
Hello everyone, my name is Su Wei Chen, and I'm from Japan.
Amen.
Hello everyone, and my name is Hao Yuexu, and I also from
Japan. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Brown was baptized on February the 7th, and his brother Ken's father. Okay, now brothers and sisters, the first announcement is with regard to the baptism. The past Lord's Day, the 21st, Brother Zhao Jianbin and Sister Gao Nan were baptized. Now, the past Wednesday, Sister Sophie was baptized.
Amen.
And just yesterday, Sister Lindsay was baptized.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And the second item is year 2016 Northeast Young People Conference will be held at KPBC Kingston Pennell Branding Center from March the 24th to March the 27th. And this is going to be a long weekend. Most schools are closed for the Friday, March the 25th, and will not have conflict with the conference schedule. So, brother and sister, I would like to remind you the space there is limited to 378 people, including young people and 31. That means we need you to mark your calendar and register as soon as possible because this is on first come and first serve basis. Registration fee is $100. So please register to Brother Kyle as soon as possible. And another reminder, the requirements of the 31 and young people ratio is 1 to 4. That means for every four young people, we need one serving one. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now the next item is for the coming Memorial Day Conference. It is scheduled for May the 27th to 30th at Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. Now, it is only about 4 hours of drive from here. We encourage saints to mark your calendar and attend this conference.
Amen.
Amen. Next item is with regard to our corporate meetings schedule. Now, due to the weather condition and the past trainings, our corporate meetings in February, March, and April will be scheduled for the last Lord's Day of the month.
Amen.
And we'll resume back to regular corporate meeting schedule starting from June, which means the first Lord's Day of the month. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The next item is with regard to the offering statement. The statement of your 2015 offerings are available to pick up. Please find envelopes with your personal number on the top of the offering box. Please fellowship with serving brothers if you have any question. Amen.
Amen.
Next one is our serving ones have prepared our yearly Bible reading log posters in the other room. We still encourage saints to sign up of this yearly Bible pursuit. So if you need help to find a companion, we encourage to pursue in companionship. If you need help to find a companion, please indicate it on the sign-up form or fellowship with the serving ones. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now the next item is with regard to the coming prayer meeting. The coming Tuesday, March the 1st, will be a corporate prayer meeting. And we encourage saints to visit brothers and sisters and gospel friends after the prayer meeting. The next item is with regard to the logistic service. For today's food service will be P2, P9, P10, and Highland Park. And clean service will be served by P4, P5, and Baskin Ridge. Any other announcement? Any other announcement? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll give to the financial service.
I would like to give all the saints the report of financial report of the first 2 months of this year. For February, that of course, and not including today and tomorrow. Okay, so for the sake of saving time, I will just let you know I'm up to the dollars, no cents. Okay. The income, the total income we received in the past 2 months is $33,907. This break into four categories. For the general fund is $24,967. The offering for Lord's Move in Europe is $2,490. The offering for KPBC is $4,900. And the offering for the new kitchen projects is $1,550. This income. And all the expense, first category is meal and the kitchen supplies is $800. Everything related to fellowship unto gospel support for full-timers is $1,666. And furniture, appliance, equipment, and supplies, $716. All building-related utility maintenance is $19,873. And the expense for our new kitchen project is $98,117. So total cost for the past 2 months is $121,172. In other words, we have a deficit of $87,265. And if we remember last month's our announcement, our whole year surplus is $86,000 about. So our deficit these 2 months is already exceeds our surplus for the whole year, not last year. But the reason is because our new kitchen project. So we will ask all the saints continue to remember the needs of our new kitchen project. And so far, we probably just pay off 50% of all the costs for the budget we projected. Amen. And the second thing we want to remind you is the burden for Lord's move in Europe. We will send out this our fellowship with to this need very soon. So all the saints, if you have this burden, we will encourage you to give the offering as soon as possible.
Amen.
Of course, after that, you can still give, but we just remind you this burden is for the whole body.
Amen.
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 Amen. I will start today's fellowship with the introduction to the first message of our crystallization study, our Exodus,
Amen.
Part 3.
Amen.
Mainly focused on the last 16 chapters of Exodus. And these 16 chapters from 25 to 40, you will see the tabernacle with the details of its furnishing. And it's a type of church and the church life. Amen. Because the contents of these chapters are deep and profound, many regret them. So, but the revelation in these chapters, you know, bring us into the depths and the details of a church, of Christ and the church life. Amen. So we just pray to the Lord to grant us to have a seeking heart and exercise spirit.
Amen.
When we come to this portion of the Word of God, so that we can see the detailed and the accurate pictures of God's economy in the universe, and realize what are the experiences of Christ we need for the God's building.
Amen.
Amen. So we know the first item of the furniture of the tabernacle is the Ark of the Testimony. The Ark of the Testimony signifies Christ as the embodiment of God. It also signifies Christ as the presence of the Triune God with His people for the carrying out of God's economy to establish His kingdom on earth. Because the Ark, you know, we know Ark contained the tablets of the law as a testimony of God. So Ark is called the Ark of Testimony. And also, you know, Ark is in the Holy of Holies. So it is the center of God's dwelling place, the church.
Amen.
And Ark also signifies it's the contents of the church.
Amen.
As God's house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we know that the Ark is built, you know, by acacia wood, overlaid with the gold.
Yes.
And it signifies the pneumatic Christ as the embodiment of God, as the mingling and the God, divinity and the humanity.
Amen.
And also as the the building of God with man. And this one, you know, this signifies it. Christ is dwelling in our spirit.
Amen.
And for us to contact God and enjoy God. So this is more like for us to contact God and enjoy God. We know that the ark of testimony is a type of Christ as a testimony of God. So in Christ, we have God, gold, and man, acacia wood.
Amen.
And this acacia wood, you know, Christ signifies Christ's humanity.
Amen.
It's a high in standard and strong in character.
Amen.
And it is because in the Christ's humanity, Christ's humanity was a basic element for God's testimony.
Amen.
And this wonderful one, you know, Christ, as a we read, you know, four Gospels, we see this Christ as a mingling of God and man. He did not do anything out of himself.
Amen.
He did not do his own work.
Amen.
And he did not speak his own word.
Amen.
And he did not do anything of his own will.
Amen.
And he did not seek his own glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, such a one.
Amen.
Now he lives in us. As a spirit with our spirit.
Amen.
So each time when we turn to our spirit to enjoy the Lord, He is mingling more and more into us.
Amen.
He has
Amen.
More ground to live us and to be expressed by our human nature.
Amen.
So this is the deeper meaning of the spiritual application of the ark or acacia wood overlaid with gold.
Amen.
And we know this ark of the testimony was not to be stationary, but movable.
Amen.
Yeah, the testimony of God is not something set in one place,
right,
but needs to move.
Amen.
In Acts, we see the move of Christ, right? From Judea, Samaria, Antioch, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Amen.
So, for the fact that the ark has four rings on four corners,
Amen.
Means the move of Lord needs to reach all the nations.
Amen.
Amen. And the fact there are two rings on the side of the ark, meaning the God's testimony moved not merely by individuals, but by the cooperation in the body.
Amen.
Amen. So in the gospel we see Christ sent the disciples two by two.
Amen. Amen.
So also there are two poles being made of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, signifies Christ's humanity is a strength for God's move.
Amen.
And his divinity is the expression of God's move.
Amen.
Amen. So also we know that poles were put into the gold rings to carry the ark, meaning signifies the move for God is by man bearing God's testimony.
Amen.
In the body, in the uniting power of divine nature.
Amen.
So we don't bear God's testimony by merely speaking the word, but
right,
by our whole being.
Amen.
So we need to be one with the ark,
Amen.
One with the testimony.
Amen.
So we can bear God's testimony.
Right.
Also, Amen.
Amen.
So also we don't want to be settled or occupied, but ready to move with the Lord.
Amen.
So our church life need to have Christ as our content, as our enjoyment.
Amen.
Amen. And we also need to be ready to be moved with the Lord,
Amen.
Bearing the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. From Hebrews 9:3-4, we know the ark was in the Holy of Holies, in the presence of God, and it contained the hidden golden pot with the hidden manna,
Amen.
The budding rod, and also the tapers of the law.
Amen.
So that we know that hidden manna is the center of the universe. So the way for us to experience the hidden manna is to eat Christ in the presence of God,
Amen.
When there is no distance between us and God.
Amen.
Amen. So when we enjoy Christ in the presence of God, in a hidden and intimate way,
right,
we enjoy Him as a hidden manna.
Amen.
So when we eat Christ as a hidden manna, we minister to the God.
Right.
And also we do everything in fellowship with Him,
Amen.
According to His intent and His economy.
Amen.
Amen. When there's no distance between us and God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we need to, you know, enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And have a direct fellowship. And
Amen.
In this way, we will be charged with Him. and with his intention and all he wants us to do.
Amen.
So also we see there's a budding rod. Budding rod implies when we serve the Lord, we do not rely on ourselves,
right,
but on God who raised the dead, the God of resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. So budding rod signifies, you know, the resurrected Christ should be our life, our living, and the resurrection life in us.
Amen.
And this resurrection life should impart the blessing and even bear fruits to the maturity.
Amen.
So in ourselves, we are dead rock and a dead stick. But when we come to the dead end of ourselves, God as the resurrection will come into us.
Amen.
And He will bring forth buds, blossoms, and even fruits to manifest God's testimony.
Amen.
And lead others with God Himself.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Regeneration, we bring into one of the divine life.
Amen.
There is no sin, no flesh, no world. So, but in this one, we have a divine life.
Amen.
And the law of the divine life will operate us, not to regulate us, but to conform us into the image of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we just need to open to the Lord and to allow the divine life to grow in us.
Amen.
And to cooperate with the inner operation of God.
Amen.
When our life grows normally, the law of divine life will operate us to conform us to into the image of the firstborn son.
Amen.
We will be the universal expression of God.
Amen. Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
So today we also have some burden, you know.
Amen.
So this part, we know God's heart, God's beauty is what God is after.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
This is the reason He saved us from the world.
Amen.
He surprised us the manna and the living water in the wilderness.
Amen.
And even reveal who He is.
Amen.
So we need to have a heart, seeking heart.
Amen.
So brothers in this message especially mentioned that we need to have a seeking heart.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
These chapters are hard to understand,
right,
and profound. Just especially we need to learn from the disciples of Lord. The disciple asked Lord, we don't understand the parable of the sower. So the Lord explained to them. Lord said, you know, I use a parable to speak to Gentile, but this is for you.
Amen.
So we need to have a seeking heart to come to the Lord,
right,
to ask the Lord, what does this mean?
Amen.
I don't understand. Lord, Amen. Please explain it to me.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we need to have a heart. And from the beginning of this year, I have been deeply reminded that there are something we don't know.
Amen.
We don't know when we're going to, when the Lord is coming,
right,
and we don't know when we're going to meet the Lord.
Amen.
So that means we need to be alert.
Amen.
We need to,
right,
you know, to have a seeking heart.
Amen.
And with the exercise spirit.
Amen.
And to experience the ark.
Amen.
And be one with brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And finally, I want to conclude it with the verse Amos 4:12. Prepare to meet our Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, we all need to be prepared to meet our Lord.
Amen.
Amen to our brothers sharing, especially the burden at the beginning and the end. We truly need a heart. Yeah. Amen. In fact, the burden was even expressed in our last series, which is the Thanksgiving conference. I mean, towards the end of the conference, for that message, Brother Ron Kangas specifically talking about have a seeking heart.
Right.
I really get touched upon that. To many of our brothers and sisters, this may be our third time that we're entering a similar kind of material, right? First time, we had a little bit of a preparation leading into the winter training, right? We went through some of the furnishings and the spiritual meaning of these furnishings and the materials. And then also some saints attended the training, the winter training, whether on site or in the video training. We hear the messages, and again, we're coming back to these messages. But I feel this is not a mere repetition. Actually, if you read the Exodus, the Lord himself did at least twice, right? From chapter 25 to 35, God revealed to Moses all these details about building the tabernacle. And from 35 to 40, there was another repetition, but this time the repetition was how he made it, right? How he built it. So he built it, if you read those chapters, they look exactly, almost exactly the same, you know. So the second part, it was basically a verification of what Moses built. And it was exactly according to the vision that he saw on the mountains, right? So I just feel like a lot of times when we read those passages, we may not have, if we don't have a seeking heart, we just don't have patience for all these details. But I really thank the Lord that all these words have been opened to us through this ministry.
Amen.
Right? If we just read the outward materials, we probably doesn't get much attention. We're probably not interested. But we really need to praise the Lord. With all these details that reveal to us, right, one picture is worth a thousand words, right? Well, of course, that picture needs to be explained to us, right? With our natural being, we may not be able to understand that picture. But really, praise the Lord that through the ministry, we can see all the details of the picture.
Amen.
And that has very much related to our Christian life,
amen,
to our building up of the body, right? This holy temple in the New Testament age. When I speak of that, especially in today's message, I mean this week's message, is talk about the Ark of Testimony.
Amen.
It is the Ark of Covenant, but this message is specifically talk about the Ark of the Testimony. Saints, who are we? Amen. We're the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
Right? So, in the New Testament age, all of us, we're together, we are the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
It is a simile to the Old Testament, where the Ark is the testimony of Jehovah. Right? So, it's called the Ark of Testimony. So, today, we are corporately becoming the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
So, this picture, where we relate them together, that tells us what specific details that we need to experience, right? Everything that talks about the details of the Ark, it is not just for our knowledge, just to learn about, okay, how these details, what is the spiritual meaning. But saints, we really need to have a seeking heart and actually have a praying heart. Say, Lord, bring me into the experience.
Amen.
Experience all these details.
Amen.
So specifically this week, we're specifically talking about this Ark itself, right? We all know this Ark typifies Christ, right?
Yes.
Christ is embodiment of God, right? He is a manifestation of God. So, but particularly I was touched by, you know, the material and, you know, the contents within the Ark and even the form, how the Ark was made. Right, and specifically on this measure, I don't know if saints pay attention to the measure. The measure was 2.5, 1.5, and 1.5. Right?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. So why here it is all half? I don't know. Actually, the message tells us God here uses a half measure. That implies he needs the other half.
Amen.
Right. Today, the Lord is trying to impart himself into us so we can become the counterpart. So saints, we really need to enter into the enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
So we can becoming the counterpart of the Ark of Testimony.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Speaking through this, I just can't help remembering our dear brother Benjamin Chen. You know, a lot of saints went to his memorial meeting yesterday in New York City. For saints that don't know him, Brother Benjamin Chen, he has been serving the Lord for many years. I think Brother Andrew mentioned it was for 45 years, right? when he first arrived in New York City, he was basically serving in the church in New York City. He's an elder brother in New York City. But not just in New York City. He has been serving the churches, right? In the East Coast, we're all familiar with, Brother Benjamin. Every spring and fall conference, he would speak to us, right? All the churches in the Northeast, and also during the summer, the Chinese-speaking student training, right? He also come, every year to speak to us. So we're very familiar with our brother, and we all got help from our brother. So I just felt like whenever I thought about brother, especially for the last week, because our brother just passed away, his smiling face just like every time just came up when I thought about him. I think this also impresses many saints that our brother was such a joyful, faithful a servant of the Lord. Probably a lot of saints will remember every time when brother gives a message, he would ask us to stand up and recite one verse. Genesis 1:26. Amen. How about we recite here?
And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and that man have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every green thing that creeps upon the earth.
Amen. Amen. 这边我们用中文啊 OK
神的荣耀让我们的羊是告使他们管理他们的鱼供应的鸟地上一切法物地上受他的一切法物
Amen, praise the Lord, Amen. So, Father always uses this verse to give us this vision. God's purpose of creating a man, and we need to live, by this vision. And yesterday, through this testimony by many brothers and sisters, all give the same kind of testimony. Says our brother Benjamin, he lived what he teaches.
Amen.
He's truly lived according to, his own vision.
Amen.
Amen. So I was really touched by our brother. And many of the things through the past many years, through our brother's fellowship, there are so many things that we can talk about. I think, saints can add some more, after this, because, a lot of saints attended. We may not have a chance to testify on, yesterday. But our brother truly was an example to us. He was really an example, a pattern to us that we can follow. He's really showing his maturity in the Lord. One thing I was really impressed that he was a man of prayer. Right. I think he also fellowshiped to us many times that we need to personally spend time with the Lord. Among many of his fellowship, he really encourages us. Every day, we pick a few verses and pray, read before the Lord. Right? And then, through his prayer reading, the Lord will speak to us. And then we'll be able to, seek God's will.
Amen.
Right? So, a lot of times, I think many saints have a heart to serve the Lord. Right? But a lot of times, we have to admit, we don't know how to serve the Lord. We don't know the Lord's heart's desire.
That's right.
So we really need to spend time before the Lord.
Amen.
Otherwise, we may be just serving Him through our natural disposition. And yesterday, many saints have testified that our brother was truly an example. Every time when saints have a problem going to him, he will not just give them, say, oh, do this, do that, right? He will just lead them to the Lord.
Amen.
Even when saints, got into some big turmoil and made some mistakes, brother, didn't get, when he comes to the brother, he didn't, teach him a lesson or do something, reprimanding him or something. He would just bring him to the Lord. Say, pray before the Lord. Seek the Lord. So I think our brother is just truly such an example that really inspires us to live before the Lord, to seek His will. I think saints can add on further. But
amen.
I have many words, but I just feel like I should stop here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This corporate meeting began. This corporate meeting began right at the time, a week after our dear brother Jim passed away. And I couldn't help. And I'm afraid you don't know the impact of this brother, and therefore make this corporate meeting a regular, normal, another one corporate meeting. The passing away of Brother Chen is a big loss to the churches. And as far as I know, Brother Chen was born in 1938. Then he moved to Taiwan with his parents in his early childhood. In 1964, he moved to New York City. And in 1971, he married our dear sister, Sister Faye. In the past 25 years, brothers not only served the church in New York City, but also shepherd many saints in the northeast coast of the United States and within the entire country. The most impressive thing I remember, A, is the Summer School of Truth. Two, the Spring and Fall Conferences of the Northeast Coast. Brother faithfully deliver the speaking in the ministry and faithfully serve the churches, and many of them are benefit from his work. I'm afraid those young ones who have been baptized in recent years have no realization of the impact of this brother. Therefore, I speak to you and give you the introduction of such. But more importantly, brothers and sisters, as Brother Mingjin mentioned in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, brother, encourage us, the saved ones, have the purpose to be the representation and be the dominion for His purpose. And our brother Chen is a great model to lead a God-man living for us to learn and for us to follow. As I said just a moment ago, brother went to be with the Lord. And this is a great loss. And I will say, brother, dear brother, run his race according to what God called upon him. Just as brother Paul mentioned in his books, using the metaphor of the athletes of the Olympic in the Olympic Games, that this is a relay. We know that we are the audience. The angels are the audience. And Satan is also the audience. In this race, Abraham ran the race and passed on the baton to his sons. And Moses ran this race. And many generations run this race, including Brother John, Brother Paul, Brother Peter, and move on and on in the past to 20 centuries, and to Brother Lee and Brother Lee, to many other brothers and sisters. This brother, Brother Chen, run his race, and now he rests to be with the Lord. He passed on this plateau. Brother, hold this for me. Brother Chen, pass this plateau to you. And who would like to pick it up and run this race at this time? Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, and many of our ancestors are looking at us the hope only we can reach the glory of God.
Amen.
Because in Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2 it said, look away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
We are one of them. Brothers and sisters, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this in your life? Are you ready for this in your service? Brothers and sisters, I'm afraid you don't understand this. I'm afraid that you don't put this burden in your heart. But I would like to know, I'd like to encourage you to seek the maturity of life. Because Brother Ron Kankos mentioned and iterated in the past of Thanksgiving conferences that when he mentioned the expiation silver in Exodus chapter 30, pay attention to the details. When they paid for the expiation silver before they were tallied for the battle of the Lord, what are the details? First of all, it has to be half shekel.
Amen.
It's not much, but brothers, sisters, let me ask you, do you have that half shekel of silver?
Amen.
Do you have that? It's not much, but are you there? This half shekel of silver remind that we need to seek for maturity in life. And second thing, brother and sister, we need to be reminded that we need to be mature in the service, in faith, in the truth. I received many of brothers' fellowship with me when I approached them. I said, dear brother and sister, our church needs you. Our numbers are multiplying. Look at this, the real estate. More than 50,000 square feet. Just for that, for logistics service. Would you be able to chip in and step in your effort and serve? And this kind brother, very dear brother and sister come to me. Brother, I heard you. I know you. I understand. I have this heart. But let me first make a first bucket of mature gold before let's talk. Some others may say, you know what, brother, brother and sister? I truly understand. I know this burden. But you know what? I have a dear and beloved son and daughter. Let's talk after they enter into college. Or in some cases, they will say, let me reach to become a senior VP of my organization or a partner of my law firm. And then we talk. Brother Chan went to be with our Lord. I believe, I surely believe, he ran his race. He faithfully carried out what the Lord asked him to do. But he left a big vacancy over there. Who is going to step into his shoes? Can we say, yes, Lord, I am here.
Amen.
I'm here to serve.
Amen.
And I'm here and I seek the maturity of my life.
Amen.
Brother and sister, what's your take? What's your take of brothers who went away to be with the Lord last week? According to the gospel books, our Lord will pick up and rapture those when they are just working. When they're working, regular life. And some of them will be picked up. And when they're in their bed, they will be picked up. So there are two questions brothers mentioned at the very beginning. A, you do not know when the Lord's coming. B, you don't know when we will be with the Lord.
Amen.
May we all be encouraged.
Amen.
And bring and pick up this puzzle.
Amen.
And run this race.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For the message, for the art of the testimony. I really enjoy, from the, you know, in the past, I really didn't see the furniture of the inside the tabernacle. Because when I read the Exodus, usually I just skip from the 25 to the end of Exodus. So according to the brothers, I never get out of Exodus. Amen. So praise the Lord for this explaining. I really enjoyed every part, every detail of the tabernacle. Amen. The inside, the, all the furniture. Because the brother mentioned to us, every part of the furniture we can enjoy and we can experience. And this time I really enjoyed the art of the testimony. And the first part he said, you know, he revealed God's heart desire. He wants to get his body and his kingdom. And then the second part is this material. What's the material of art? And then, what is the content of the ark? And what is the nature of the ark? And what the purpose of the ark? I really, when the more I get into the message, the more I get into the verse, I really so enjoy. And this is enlarging my, you know, capacity and also the appetite to enjoy more for this the truth. Praise the Lord. Especially I really enjoy the banner. Is it the ark of acacia wood overlaid with gold signify the pneumatic Christ as the embodiment of God and as the mingle of divinity with humanity?
Amen.
The building of God with man purely in our spirit for us to contact God and to enjoy God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can contact God and enjoy God in the ark of testimony.
Amen.
How about we open the time for all the saints to share your memory of our brother Chen. We limit time to, as possible, you know, under 3 minutes each one.
Amen. I came to the church life about 12 years ago. New York. I was in many denominations. And seeking for the Lord, but I couldn't find it. And a brother introduced me, came to my store, introduced me to the ministry. And I never went to the meeting hall, any of the meeting halls. He just came to my store, bought a guy with it. Well, I think many people bought a guy with shippers. But one day I was having a struggle with the brothers in the denomination. Because I wasn't agreed with a lot of things and what we were doing. And he invited me to the medical in New York. And when he saw me, he told me, come, guy with. And the first message I got, the first person I met in the meeting hall given a message was Brother Benjamin. And I sit in his home, and he started sharing something about what was going on in my life. And that message touched me that night.
Amen.
He was a very good brother.
Amen. Amen.
So, when I hear the message, I said, how does he know about it? I didn't tell him anything. I just met him for the first time. But the Lord gave him a message for me.
Amen.
That day.
Amen.
the prophet here.
Amen.
I thank the Lord that he used me.
Amen.
At that time, I'm so happy that I'm here in the church.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
I met him every Friday night. And I really thankful that he won the race.
Amen.
It's faith to the end.
Amen.
And I know he's with the Lord. And I know we'll see him again.
Amen.
We will all see him.
Amen.
He won a good race.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I knew Brother Benjamin actually quite a few years because I grew up in the church in New York. And so I want to testify some things that I've learned from him and that I've seen as an encouragement to all the saints who are here, because some may not know him so well.
Amen.
I met Brother Benjamin, actually, I was at his wedding. And I was in elementary school at that time. I remember running around drinking his punch. And that was one of the earliest memories that I have of the going to different wedding meetings in the church in New York. But Brother Benjamin was a really unique gift to the body.
Amen.
He was a unique gift to the body because of a few reasons. Number one, I think early on, he had the sense that all was vanity. Very early, from the time that he was a child, and then as he grew up, he just felt like there was no meaning in life. So once he touched the Lord, he really felt that this is the meaning of my human life.
Amen.
That, I think, changed his entire life.
Amen.
Going forward. The other unique thing about Brother Benjamin was he was someone that exercised his will to make it match with his vision. What I mean by that is, you know, we all have seen something, right? All of us here have seen something. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here this morning. And after we've been in the rich speaking of the ministry for many years, we all see things to different degrees. We all know what we should be doing. But the problem is that we don't have the willpower to exercise our will to match our vision.
Amen.
He was a brother that always matched his will with his vision.
Amen.
And because of that, that changed him, it changed all those who are around him.
Amen.
The third aspect that I would say is that he was someone that really gave himself to be constituted with the Word.
Amen.
And to be so close, intimate fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
He gave many, many testimonies, you know, there are many testimonies about him growing up, but there's one that really struck me. You know, he said when he was in high school, he would stand there, and he was about to buy a pen or a pencil, and he would stand there praying to the Lord, twirling the pencil in his hand, asking the Lord, do you want me to buy this one? You know, and or do you want me to buy a different one? You know, to us, that's seemingly so trivial. You know, we could need a pencil. I like that color. I just buy that one. Right? We don't think it. We don't think twice. But this shows how intimate he was trying to practice to be so close with the Lord.
Amen.
So it started off with all these little things.
Right.
Then over and over, the Lord then used him more and more for bigger things.
Right. Amen.
The other aspect that I would say about Brother Benjamin was because he was so faithful in these little things, he gave himself to be faithful to these little things in every situation. So what I mean by that is, you know, we all go through hills and valleys in life, right? If we were to take a poll this morning and say who's in a hill, who's in a valley, we see a lot of people in valleys, okay? And we all go through, right? I go through hills and valleys. Brother Benjamin also went through a lot of hills and valleys. He was a human. He had a lot of things that happened in his life. But one thing he shared with us also is that we need to pursue and overcome the situation that we're currently in.
Amen.
The one that we're in now is the one that we need to overcome.
Amen.
Because that situation may never come again, and that measure of Christ will never be able to be obtained because that situation is past.
Amen.
He practiced, he lived this. So some of us have health issues,
Some of us have work issues, school issues, relationship issues, all sorts of issues in life, right? And so that's what, that speaks to what Brother just said, you know. Many times when we're called to serve, we say, we can't. Why can't we? We have so much burden. Family burdens, school burdens. We want to attain some type of position or some type of monetary gain, you know, maybe from work. So we say, no, Lord, not now, not now. Our response is not now. But Brother Benjamin's response is always now.
Amen.
Whenever the Lord wants, always now.
Amen.
So the Lord became very faithful to him because he was faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
I can tell you that towards his last years, it was not easy for him because of he developed Alzheimer's, and it was very difficult. And, you know, the brothers were fellowshipping, you know, and they talked to me a little bit, so I knew a little bit about what was going on. Not easy. We were considering how we were going to take care of this brother. Because, as you know, Alzheimer's is one of the worst diseases, you know, because you lose your capacity to remember things. Very terrible. But I can tell you that the Lord was so faithful to him.
Amen.
He prayed to the Lord that he would go in this way. And he went in such a peaceful way,
right.
And in an overcoming way, without suffering, without, you know, if he, you know, you just consider if he lived many years down the road, it could be very, very difficult for all those around him. So it really was a blessing in the way that he went.
Amen.
Because the Lord was faithful to him.
Amen.
The Lord took him because he was so faithful and he was so precious to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, I want to just say that he was someone that poured out to the saints of his own constitution. So many spoke about the Monday night meeting. You know, Brother Benjamin, on Monday nights, would come to Dunton House, and we would sit in the living room in Dunton House. There would be anywhere from 5 to 15 people there. And that the purpose of that meeting was to go over what was going to be shared in the young people's meeting that Saturday. So everyone thought, okay, we're going to come and we're going to prepare for the young people's meeting that Saturday. I went for many of them when I was in college during the summer, but during the school year I didn't go. But I can tell you that that time was so sweet and so beneficial because we could talk to Brother Benjamin, ask him questions, and you could see what, you know, what he was thinking and what he was experiencing and what his interpretation of the word was. So even to this day, my own understanding of the word is highly influenced and colored by those times. So this was a brother who was a unique gift to the body.
Amen.
He was faithful in all these little things, and he encouraged us, as we all should have, such a sweet fellowship with the Lord. May we really look, may we be thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
That we have such a pattern for us to take also.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I think it's actually very, surprising when you think about it, that it's been almost 2 decades since I first met Brother Benjamin. And it's really funny, because when I was a younger kid, I didn't know who Brother Lee was. I always thought that Brother Benjamin Chen was Brother Lee. It's very funny, because when I was growing up, every time I met Brother Benjamin, I'd be like, "Hi, Brother Lee," and he would just laugh, and I didn't know why he laughed. It was only until I got into 6th grade that I realized that was Brother Benjamin Chen. But I think that we can all see is that he had the same kind of vision that Brother Lee had. His vision was the Lord's vision. His will was the Lord's will. And even his living was, you can almost say, it's almost the exact pattern that Brother Lee had. And I think it was very grateful that we can all see this in our lifetime, such a brother. But I think that I want to speak on a matter concerning as a young person. The impact Brother Benjamin Chan had on the young people. Every summer school retreat, every spring conference, Brother Benjamin Chen tried his best to come to the Northeast summer school retreat, the Northeast spring conference, to speak to the young people. And It is actually very interesting, because when you first see Brother Chen, you think, as a sixth grader, wow, there's a very old dude speaking on the podium. I don't understand what he's saying. I might just fall asleep. That was our impression when we first started. But the more we saw Brother Benjamin Chen, the more we heard his speaking for us, the more we understood that actually his heart was that we would learn to enjoy the Lord in a personal way. Every message he spoke to us, it was concerning that we would develop this personal time with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
It was a matter of, I like how John brought it up regarding the pen, because that's exactly the same example that he told the young people. Every single thing that we do, everything that we see, when we're dressing ourselves, you know, when we're in a mirror looking at ourselves, ask the Lord, Lord, what about this? What about that? And I think even Brother Benjamin Chen was the first one to tell us in the morning to tell the Lord, good morning, Lord.
Amen.
How are you, Lord? To start our day off like that. Not even just, to call on the Lord in the first thing in the morning. And to think about it, it's been 10 years since I first got to speak with Brother Benjamin Chen. And I think what a blessing it is that his heart was also to the young people, not just to the saints, but even the young people. And what a blessing it is that we young people from the Northeast could have such a brother to be with us every single summer school, every single student conference, as even every summer training we went, every winter training we went, he was there speaking with us. I don't think the young people understand such an impact Brother Benjamin Chen had on us when we were growing up. Brother Benjamin Chen is the one who you can say he is, I guess, if you wanted to see who Brother Lee was, you would look to Brother Benjamin Chen.
Amen.
If you wanted to see what Brother Lee was like, honestly, looking at it, but I think Brother Benjamin Chen's heart was that we would all run this race.
Amen.
Brother Benjamin Chen's heart was that we would all go on.
Amen.
And I think that he did not want us to be so burdened down with his going away. But I think that he wanted us to be encouraged. Encouraged to keep going on.
Amen.
And I just remember, you know, my father saying that, yes, we may have lost the brother, but we lost his presence.
Amen.
And so, even though we may have lost his presence, realize the presence that he had was the Lord's presence.
Amen.
And so we need to understand is that if we want to be like Brother Benjamin Chen, we need to be those who have his presence all the time.
Amen.
Everything we do, every place we go, we'd be those who would always turn to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And so, praise the Lord. I think
Amen.
Even in this moment, I just say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that Brother Benjamin Chen is with the Lord.
Amen.
And praise the Lord that he has left us with so much to go on with.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So.
I was one of the many attend the meeting yesterday. On the way home, Grace, my daughter, texted me. And this is what she said. She said, I was very touched by Brother Benjamin's memorial. To be faithful, to live a life according to God's economy. Otherwise, everything is a waste of time.
Amen.
Our dear brother. Our dear brother, he lives not what he preached. I can see him live it. He's the one talking about the God man's living, and he lived the way it is. As I think often of Brother Benjamin, he reminds me of a lot of things. I like to not testify for my beloved husband, Alex. He was one of the beneficiaries who received Benjamin's shepherdship. During his service to the church in Franklin, he often spent a lot of time with Brother Benjamin. He was influenced by Benjamin's living, so he decided he wants to live a way, as you know, Bible teaches us. So he got up very early in the morning at his latest years. Every day, 5 o'clock in the morning, he went downstairs. he started not praying to the Lord, and he started not reading the Bible. He knows many saints came to him asking for help, asking for fellowship. He realized his limitation. He cannot provide them with the human help. All he can do is take them to the Lord. I think many of you still remember he quoted, you know, the verses many times, encouraged saints to spend time with the Lord privately.
Right.
This was, you know, actually encouraged by Brother Benjamin.
Amen.
We all have to spend personal time in order to enjoy this hidden manna.
Amen.
It's a very intimate relationship no one can replace.
Amen.
So he called the Bible on the Psalm chapter 5:3. O Jehovah, in the morning you will hear my voice. In the morning I will set forth my words in order to you, and I will watch. He also not often mentioned to the brothers and the servant together. He said one of the best things he wants to do or he loves to do is that, you know, whom we announce.
Amen.
Monitoring every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man for growth in Christ.
Amen.
This actually was his late days. He always doing this.
Amen.
Very unlikely, unfortunately, you know, brother Stephen By is not here today. He can testify for Brother Alex how he tried to, you know, perfect him, all the, you know, brothers and working with him.
Amen.
But again, like I fellowship with Grace last night, I think it was very painful when you lost your loving one so sudden. That pain never go away.
Amen.
The only thing can keep me going is the Lord's word.
Amen.
And all the saints.
Amen.
The body, you know, supporting me.
Amen.
Keep me, you know, going forward.
Amen.
I also wanted to say one thing. Yesterday, I myself was so touched. It's at the very end. The verse, Matthew 25:21. His master said to him, well done.
Amen.
Good and faithful slave.
Amen.
You were faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
Amen.
I want to end this in a verse to encourage all the saints.
Amen.
We rise up and run this course together.
Amen.
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 That was the first young people's spirit conference that took place in 1940. And I was a servant at that time. And after the conference was done, in one of the lunch hour meetings, I told him and I had private fellowship with him. Basically, what took place is very practical. It's a very practical in the sense that he looked at me and said, there's only 24 hours in a day. 8 hours for you to sleep. The rest, 16 hours, is for you to do something. In other words, then he went on and said, full-timers in Russia, if you look at them, they travel from one place, from St. Petersburg, to another place to help the saints there. And they have to leave very early, taking the train. And during those travelings, they find a time to read the truth, the Bible, ministry books, or whatsoever. Then he says, time management is very critical for someone to serve God.
Amen.
The second thing is, you need to learn the truth. you need to enter into the truth, because you cannot serve simply by emotion or by experience.
Yes.
You have to back it up with the truth.
Amen.
So that's what I got from that recent fellowship with James. So, you know, a few months later, I went to Anaheim. That was because I realized to serve God, to serve the Lord, it's not just a matter of truth, it's also a matter of character. As Brother John Carr mentioned, it still depends on our will. We may have seen the same vision, but at the end, how will the decision of what we will take depends on our will. How we serve, it also depends on our character. And so, it naturally leads to this week's message, Roman numeral 4. Maybe we can read that, Roman numeral 4 together. So it says, after the second veil, a tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies, having the Ark of the Covenant, covered about everywhere with gold, in which were the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. We need to see that there is the golden pot. And in the golden pot, we see this manna, hidden manna. We need to experience the portion, Christ's portion, as our hidden manna.
Amen.
That is in the Father, as represented by the golden pot. And the golden pot is in this ark, which is also represented by Christ.
Amen.
So we need to see that. And the rod, there were 12 rods that was presented to Jehovah, and only one that budded, and that's Aaron's rod.
Amen.
This signifies the resurrection life of Christ.
Amen.
We need to have a resurrection. Regardless of what we do, it is not our decision how we serve, how we do things for God. God is the ultimate one who decides everything. That is why it's very crucial for us to learn to serve, to live, to do everything in Christ.
Amen.
So I would like to share maybe we can read very quickly that portion. Number 2, B2, says, the basis of God's election and the basis of service is something apart from our natural life. Thus, the budding rod signifies our experience of Christ in His resurrection as our acceptance by God for authority in the God-given ministry. The principle to every service lies in the budding rod. God returned to the 11 rods to the leaders, but kept Aaron's rod inside the ark as an eternal memorial. This means that resurrection is an external principle in our service of God.
Amen.
And that's what I learned from even that brief fellowship with Brother Benjamin. What he really tells me is that ultimately it is a matter of you as to experience the resurrection life.
All the brothers and sisters, if you want to share, you stand up right now. And everyone limited to 2 minutes.
Last week, actually, in 8 days, and attend 2 memorial meetings. Actually, in these 2 8 days, I myself had a little change. I bought myself a very good notebook that I'm going to write down. I already did write down what happened in that day, which is important to me, and what the enlightenment I got from the verse, and what the word from our brothers and sisters said to me, which really touched me. So the second day, I started to write it down on last Saturday. The second day, I wrote it down. Our Benjamin Chen
he was raptured by the Lord. And the same day, some brothers encouraged me to recite the verses. And I started to recite the verses of Ephesians in English. And actually, yesterday, when I come back from the memorial meeting, I wrote down one sentence. We all can be perfected.
Yeah.
We all can reach the maturity. Yeah. That is our Benjamin Chan and our Savior.
Amen.
But we need to put effort.
Amen.
This is the verse, I continue the verse, Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. For which also I labor, struggling according to his operation, which operates in me in power. The whole week I enjoyed reciting the verse very much. On Wednesday night I was reciting the verse, and the brother, my grandson, he was reciting the preparation he's been doing today. It's quite enjoyment
putting
together. Even our sentence is different, but we both speaking at the same time. May we all enjoy the Lord, enjoy His words together every day, and that we will have enlightenment, and we will have the strength. Amen.
Amen.
I feel yesterday when I went to the meeting, I accept this is real. Yeah, before that, I cannot believe that our dear brother left us. The last time we saw him is on 288 Peniel. That day, he's so sweet and so dear and near. He left, but he left with us a rich speaking. I still remember the many, many, I can remember, I cannot forget. But one thing is, 2011 summer school, summer training in Anaheim. At that time, I experienced a hard time and like a bottleneck church life, my service and my church life. I went to see him, talk to him, me and my husband. Just like Brother Stephen Beicher, there's no judgment, no criticize, but he lead us to the Lord.
Amen.
That time I even want to leave the church life. I want to move out. But through brothers' fellowship, we are still here.
Amen.
I know the brother might pray for us.
Amen.
A brother is a man of prayer.
Amen.
Like Brother Andrew, you shared yesterday. One day he stayed at Duncan House. In the afternoon he went downstairs. Only Benjamin, Brother Benjamin, kneeled down there and prayed. He's a such person and such a good example for us. Many times after 1991, our brother through many different conferences and trainings, through fellowship with us. Your sister is to us the prayer. Because of we're liking kind of prayer for our dear brothers, leading brothers, the enemy did something. He's calling us to stand up to pray.
Amen.
The best service for sisters is to pray.
Amen.
If you want to hear our dear brother to mention that again in the conference, there is no such chance. But we have a chance to pray.
Yes.
We need to set up a war room to fight for our dear brothers and sisters and their families.
Amen.
Such like recently, Brother Ron Hank's situation and their family. Oh Lord, I repent before you because I'm not a faithful person on this matter. I also will be distracted from many things. I cannot continuously faithfully in the prayer and pray for all those co-workers, Lord's movement, and even our dear saints and their need. think about it from your home, your family, a church life, your small group, the saints around you, how much prayer we gave them, how much we remember them in our prayers. Oh Lord, save me and deliver us. We start from the new beginning. Dear sisters, we need companion with each other.
Amen.
We need to stand up and pray. This is a war.
Amen.
We need to stay together to pray for his economy.
Amen.
I prayed last night before I went to bed because I was very tired from 6 o'clock until 9 something because we have children's service fellowship here. I received a message from our dear sister. She said, the afternoon she had a dream. She dreamed me is praying. I pray for the Lord comes back quickly. I pray the Lord can strengthen us, every sisters, to be strengthened by him into our inner man.
Amen.
To be prepared not only ourselves, but also all the saints around us.
Amen.
We don't have too much opportunities maybe, but we still have today. Like our sister just shared this morning, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
We need to stand up and pray.
Amen.
Pray individually and corporately.
Amen.
For
Amen.
His purpose. For
Amen.
God's will can be done on
Amen.
The earth.
Amen.
Our dear brother Benjamin is a fragrance of Christ to God. We praise the Lord for his being with us in the past years.
Amen.
May we still move on and move on together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Does it work? Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Kyle and I, we entered into the church life in 96, and my impression of Benjamin, Brother Benjamin, was that he's always the person who is on the podium. But I remember the first message I heard from the spring conference. It was, I don't exactly remember the title, but I think it's something like overcoming love. From 1 Corinthians. So, you know, after I heard the message, I was very excited because I think that's not just for me, but also for my dad, because my dad was not saved yet. So I wrote a letter right away to my dad, I think probably 5 pages. And then after that, my dad wrote back to me. Well, you know that my brother also preached the gospel to my dad, but he was, you know, sometimes very, very, very upset. But then he wrote back to me, he said, this is how you preach the gospel. And actually, I did not say anything from myself. I actually just wrote down what Big Brother Benjamin said. And I think that he is really the kind of person who live out God and who express God.
Amen.
And another thing I want to mention is about his service also this is related to Sister Phoebe. I remember when I still served children for a few years in Franklin, we really struggled on how to deal with these children. And there was one time they said that, oh, there is a teacher's training from a sister's serving once in New York. And I was very happy. So I went there. I was thinking that probably they would teach us how to deal with those naughty children. But then from the whole fellowship, the only thing I got is that Sister Phoebe said that you need to write down the children's name and pray for them. One by one.
Amen.
And visit them and call them. And then I did not know that there is still like Monday meetings. I know that they are very faithful to the service. For children's service, I know that there are Saturday morning meetings just to talk about the children's service. And for young people's service, there are these Monday meetings. So I think that, you know, our brother is very, very faithful. And for those who, like us, we want to serve the Lord, we are willing to serve the Lord, I think he is a really good patron that we really need to pay the price. And he balances his family, his work, and the service.
Amen.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
First time to polish her in English, so maybe not smooth programming. Yesterday, I went to the Brother Chen's memory service meeting. It's very touching, and I think Brother Benjamin Chen set a very good example for us. This week we just learned the morning arrival. Brother Chen is an example of the blending the God's divine nature with human nature. And he's really such an example. Even he's a big brother, we all can justify. He's so acceptable, and everybody can, you know, can approach to him, and he always smile. And his message is always like so easy to let us to, you know, to understand and be touched. Brother had adopted this Alzheimer's disease in 2014. So last 3 years, I think, just after 1 year, he had such a disease. I think the last time I heard Brother Chen had a message in Franklin Church. So at that time, I just noticed his memory, he was talking, it's not right. Then I asked him, you know, something wrong with my brother. But even our brother had such a difficult disease, he's living still like as before. He's still living his old, his original house. He doesn't want to leave New York City because his church is here. And also Brother D gives this burden to him. Some days in the when the church trying to go to the gospel in the Russian, Brother Benjamin Chen has some like burden also over there.
Amen.
Talk to Father at that time, Father Nee said, okay, you need to stay in New York City.
Amen.
He's a bigger like than here.
Amen.
And he keep this and he stay here for all
Amen.
The time.
Amen.
And time. And he also brother Benjamin was loved by all his supported by his church in the sense in the New York City.
Amen.
So I was touched by all this because he's giving himself.
Amen.
So the brother and the sister prepared meals for Benjamin Chen. Yes.
Amen.
And his last day, that Saturday in the morning, and the whole day's morning with the saints in the church, afternoon, and he had attended a wedding in the church, and after the afternoon, still attended another meeting with the saints in the church, and then I went home at 10, and with his little daughter and of his husband. Yeah. So think about his brother suffered a serious disease, but still live a life like this. And then, you know, the next day he was taken away from
Amen.
And
Amen.
His daughter also mentioned his, even like last day like this busy, his plan like a march go to like a I think it's Europe and then Ohio. Even he's such like you know, with such a disease, it's all heritage given for law.
Amen.
I think he set up a very good example for us, and for all those who serve the Lord, faithful. I think I also need a faithful like sister behind him, and he and baby set such a good example. And sister baby, I think brother Benjamin retired in 2000, and
so no more standing up after Brother Zhuhong, and we were very strict, 2 minutes for Zhuhong and me, definitely 2 minutes.
Thank you, Aaron, for giving me this opportunity of sharing. I know brothers, first year when I actually came to the United States in 1992 through the Paul Conference. Through the Paul Conference, then basically I don't have many contact with my brother, but many through conference, and I still remember there's a 1 week full-time training in 1999 in the Franklin Church in Franklin, and I got a lot of contact with the brother. Last time personally talked to brother is last Paul Conference, and the brother promised to come to the testimony meeting at Chipotle Heights. So all from all this fellowship, I know our brother loved God.
Amen.
Love truth.
Amen.
And love church. And also, we can see our brother, right, take every opportunity to serve the Lord.
Amen.
When he was a student, right, when he was working, and also after the retirement, take all the opportunity to serve the God. So what do we learn? What do we learn? Courage about our brothers. We should redeem our time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Caleb called me last Friday. A brother needed sharing, right? I have a burden to redeem our time. So I want to read the Bible. This reminds me Paul wrote in the Ephesians, right? And redeem the time because the days are evil.
Amen. Right.
There's a lot of message in this simple verse, right? A lot. The time here, when you read the footnote, it's an opportunity. It's not just a regular time. It's an opportunity. It's a chance. Give me 1 more minute. So, we need to really take our chance. The chance can pass.
Right.
If you don't take the chance is gone.
Right.
When the Lord says the cross is right in the field, if you don't do the harvest, the cross is what rolled me in the field.
Right.
The same thing for us. Right, sensing for us. When we speak a lot, appreciate God, our brothers serve the God, but we need to stand up and take all the opportunity to serve the God.
Amen.
But how do they serve? How do they take the opportunity? There are many opportunities in the world, right? Many opportunities in the church, but you don't see it. Why? Because we are not in Christ. If you really want to see the chance to serve the God, you need to be in the Christ.
Amen.
You need to be in the Christ to see all the opportunities.
Amen.
You need to be in the Christ to take the action.
Amen.
On these opportunities.
Amen.
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 I just want to use, I want to borrow our dear brother Benson use a verse.
Sorry.
Our dear brother Benson used a verse in yesterday's memorial meeting to describe our brother Benjamin's when going to with the Lord. He used Psalm 116, verse 15, saying, "Precious in the sight of Jehovah is the faithful is his the death of his faithful ones."
Amen.
The death of his faithful ones.
Amen.
So, brother, sister, what would you like to be in the sight of Jehovah?
Amen.
Regarding your death, you know, only we have a precious living before the Lord, then our death will be precious in His sight.
Amen.
So this the only thing I would like to share to you. You know, that our dear brother, you know, we can have many different ways to remember him. But I think the most important is we take him as our pattern.
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
And one thing I think brother sisters repeated to share already, his most important burden every time when he shared in the conference is tell us we need to have a personal, intimate, and affectionate relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Every morning.
Amen.
So if we take this faithfully, then we will be like our brother.
Amen.
That's one of my issues. There's no intention to
extend the memorial meeting from yesterday to today. Okay, even though we have 5 hours of memorial meeting from 10:30 to 3:30, it's not. But why we have this fellowship here is really is that we want to really see this event, our brother's passing, really remind us our time is not in our hand.
Amen.
Brother James Tuesday, he gave a testimony. I'm very brief. He said, "Oh, the Benjamin basically followed him, right? Followed him into the church life, followed him, you know, Mary, his wife's sister, everything." He said, "Then he should be the one to send me off." But no, his wife lived first. So we don't know, as brothers share a few times already, we don't know when Lord is coming. We also don't know when we are going to see our dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the saints, with these 2 days, we don't know in mind what we should do. What this, our brother's passing, any impact to us. How about our daily living?
Amen.
Brother just mentioned, we need to redeem our time. What do you mean redeem the time? Redeem the time, people say, you need to grab opportunities, because opportunities is in the time. Once this opportunity passed, it's gone. We have the sisters made the poster for us, reading Bible. This is what our goal this year. Right? And then once you pass that, it's gone. So let's grab the opportunity.
Yes.
How about your finances? Oh, I want to reach the financial freedom. I even don't know what that means. Or I want to reach the financial security. How wise you spend your money. The brothers mentioned about Europe. The Lord's move there. Do you have a burden? Do you want to contribute? Do you want to have a part of it?
Amen.
How about prayer? Our brother is a man of prayer.
Amen.
He said, the most important service anyone can have is prayer.
Amen.
Not just sisters. Yes, sister can pray, and we treasure that portion. And we encourage many sisters rise up to pray.
Amen.
But the dear saints, brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
Amen.
Before you do anything, pray.
Amen.
Pray for the church.
Amen.
Pray for his recovery. Pray for the saints around you.
Amen.
Our brother is the pattern of shepherding. Then let's spend time, let's grab the opportunity to shepherd the people around us.
Amen.
You know, brother told us that our redemption of our body only take, I don't know how long, very, very short. But our transformation of our soul take a lifetime. There's a verse here in the pamphlet. It says, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Dear saints, when I read this verse, you know what I'm afraid most? Is that our outer man decaying anyway, but our inner man never being renewed. Are we the same as last year? Are we the same as last month? Are we loving our Lord more today than yesterday? Our inner man need to be renewed day by day. This is the brothers remind us in his messages time after time. We just need to take this advice, take this reminder. So dear saints, I don't have much time. I really think that, you know, use this meeting and really just want to remind us.
Amen.
Our time is not in our hand.
Amen.
Let's use this wisely let's redeem our time. Let's grab all the opportunities that Lord grant us. Then we can follow Him after His heart desire.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Today, somehow, the meeting is a little bit heavy. Heavy in our heart. It's because the Spirit is speaking to us.
Amen.
So we should all be reminded.
Amen.
The Lord is doing something.
Amen.
And I'd like to share with you something that in my heart, when Lord is doing something, there's always opportunity. Throughout the age, and even in the Bible, tells us there are a group of people, they grasp the opportunity and to be part of God's economy. And look at recently what God is doing in the world. Things happen one after the other. And it's just like recorded in the Matthew 24 and 25. And I do believe we are quite familiar with those two chapters. In those two chapters, especially chapter 24 and 25, it's said three times. Be watchful, because you do not know the day and the hours. When people was enjoying in their enjoyment, and all of a sudden the destruction came upon them, and they have no way out. That is happening in the world, and we shall be reminded.
Amen.
And also we shall be reminded the Lord is doing in the church. Within a week, we lost two dear elderly saints. Do you think this happened without any meaning? Of course not. Of course not. So what is your inspiration this morning? The Lord is calling us, saints. He is in His parousia to His church. Is the church ready? Saints, are you ready? Maybe not. That's why we're still here. If you are ready, the Lord will come as a thief to steal us. I feel our brother Benjamin Chen is a treasure to the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord took him.
Right.
In the hours, no one is able to help him. According to the time, he was taken by the Lord in the morning of 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. What were we doing there?
Sleeping.
And the Lord took him. So, this morning, after we heard all the brothers and sisters sharing, what is your inspiration? What shall we do? I'd like to beseech such a request to you. Don't let this inspiration go. You should grab this opportunity and go home, pray only yourself and the Lord. Lord, I'd like to redeem time in the year 2016. And the church has scheduled so many activity for us to participate, right?
Amen.
How about you read the Bible once, at least 2016. And maybe when you are reading in your schedule and the Lord will take you. How about that? And also, you have to exercise your will to choose and to pray.
Amen.
Not to pray in a religious way, but to pray
in a watchful. Pray for the saints, pray for the church, and pray for the recovery.
Amen.
Would you like to see another elderly brother being taken? You have to cry out, Lord. For our sake, you have to extend their life.
Amen.
So that we can be mature.
Amen.
So at the last, I want to give you the verse. 2 Peter 1:19. And I believe you're probably familiar with that. It says, because we have all the prophetic word, make more firm.
Amen.
So that we will do well and take heed, that we will be likened a lamb shining in the dark age.
Amen.
Until the day dawns.
Amen.
And the morning star rise in our heart.
Amen.
I do believe when we exercise and practice all these things, the morning star will rise in our heart.
Amen.
And we will be prepare ourselves for His coming. And when He came to rescue us, we'll be happy. Lord, I'm mature. I'd like to be one with you. So how about we do that? I will end the meeting here. And saints, let us all pray.
Amen.
Everyone pray.
Amen.
And give ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, thank you, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, you give your body such a pattern.
Amen.
Oh Lord, remember our brother.
Amen.
But we want to grab this opportunity.
Amen.
We consecrate ourselves anew to you.
Amen.
Oh, redeem our time.
Amen.
Oh, cooperate with you.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we don't waste any opportunity.
Amen.
Oh, the church prepare for us.
Amen.
You prepare for us.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Continue speaking to your church.
Amen.
We have you. We will listen.
Amen.
We don't want to ignore your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, you prepared such a deep brother.
Amen.
You want us to know how we learn.
Amen.
From our brother.
Amen.
Oh, our brother is mature. You take him out.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you still continue on training us.
Amen.
Oh, we'll learn everything from our brother.
Amen.
Oh, we repent. We didn't take care of our time.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, just give us another chance.
Amen.
Still faithful.
Amen.
Oh, he called us into this fellowship.
Amen.
We give us a chance.
Amen.
We can learn.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning's sober word.
Amen.
Oh, may this word stay in us.
Amen.
Remind us all the time, Lord.
Amen.
So we can be watchful.
Amen.
And enter into the same practice as our dear brothers.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do bless your church.
Amen.
Lord, bless everyone else.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Amen.
This year, there be a change in our will.
Amen.
There would even be a change in our hearts.
Amen.
That we would be those who enjoy you.
Amen.
And those who be running after you.
Amen.
Just like our brother Benjamin did.
Amen.
Maybe, Lord, this pattern is before us.
Amen.
Maybe those who continue to run this race.
Amen.
Lord, but to even run faster than we have before.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we would like to go on.
Amen.
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 Benjamin Chang.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for such a pattern.
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord, we'd like to just follow such a pattern.
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, oh, do you remind us to redeem the time?
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to forget the things behind.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
Amen.
We'd like to have a fresh consecration to you.
Amen.
We'd like to redeem our time.
Amen.
We'd like to live in the presence of you.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We consecrate our corporately to you.
Amen.
We belong to you.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.